Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 and Daily Scramble Live. Welcome to the show now, Darren and Derek from Tower. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Another surprisingly alert group of musicians this time of the morning.
We got up early and had our breakfast and made sure we were on point. Yeah, we had some oats.
It's the Orange County bands that are worse in here in the morning because they literally roll out of bed
and come down.
The LA bands have to make a whole thing out of it.
Yeah, so. we had to go to bed early and get up at 5 just to beat the traffic. So
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've been up a while. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Well, you guys are a very, very new project. I know you've been playing music together for a long time. You've been in several other groups, but Tower is very new. So how did you bring your friendship childhood roots together to make this this group?
Well, Darren and I have been, we've been making music since we were in high school. And we were in, just over the years, we were kind of the, found ourselves to be the core of the bands that we were in and kind of the people. All the other people would kind of come and go, and it was always just kind of us writing the songs together. And eventually we moved in to an apartment in the Valley, and Tower was kind of, I mean, I think it's really tied in with our apartment. Like, our creative process has really kind of come about from living together and spending a lot of time together. And, you know, just when you when you live with somebody, you're kind of creative ideals and your tastes are really shaped by just being exposed to each other so much. So our love of like dirty pop music and very like in your face angsty sort of stuff, it just kind of it kind of molded into Tower.
So because you have to like clean up each other's dishes and find each other's underwear and stuff like that.
Yeah, the subtext for all the songs are just angry roommate squabbles. Yeah.
Do you guys have any good like I hate you right now because you're my roommate story?
No, I mean, Darren's a really, not passive, but if
I let things go.
Yeah,
and
Darren lets things go.
And
yeah.
I just kind of,
if Darren was like me, if Darren was like me, we would have like gotten a fist fight when we were 17 and never talked to each other. So it's a very good yin and yang.
You're like the odd couple.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
We are.
I think it's great because that's the subtext of most people's lives, that make the tension of being connected with people and the sort of sharing the disappointments as well as the victories and
absolutely
all of that
stuff.
Yeah,
for sure.
And living together is a microcosm of that. I know because I'm married.
Yeah. I think like being in a creative partnership and living together for a while, it's about as intense as marriage. I mean, I can't say for sure, but... No. Maybe some aspects of the relationship aren't the same as marriage, but...
Well, certain aspects, probably not. You guys are probably having more sex than me. But no, I think that all the problems of marriage are roommate problems. They really are.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
We do all right.
Well, and you add the music to it, and so it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, however you've done it, you've had some success lately. You guys had a new single debut yesterday, Can't Vibe. Teenage Miracle is the one that we have that we're going to hear live and acoustic. And you just signed to B3 Psy Records. So things are going swimmingly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're going well. People seem to like these two tracks. They're coming out as a single, a 7-inch single on October 2nd. I think they're both available on iTunes now. I don't know for sure. Definitely Teenage Miracle is. But
you know, I love you guys. We have bands come in here. And they don't seem like bands. They seem like accountants or marketing people. And you seem like
musicians.
What's
funny is I'm a CPA but what happens is when I'm doing the music, like it's just strictly music. You know, like I
dude, you came in here. Like we said, so you got a gig coming up and you're like, I think maybe. I don't know. We've got something coming up.
The business side is one thing and then the music is just like this completely other thing that, you know.
Yeah, that's something I think we're supposed to get better at, but I don't really want to.
No, hey, you do you.
We're happy to come and play the songs and do you know, we're just not, you know.
So, Dan, is this like an escape from the accountancy? Is it boring being an accountant? Or do you love it?
I enjoy the job, and you know you got to work, and you know you could have a conversation about money and music and how to try to make that work. You know, I mean that's part of it.
He has a lot of thrilling stories. He comes home and just says. Heart racing tales.
Yeah,
really.
So,
do you have a day job, Derek, or are you the
I was like a programmer for a while, and then right now I kind of do like construction sometimes.
Oh, I love you, man.
Yeah, I'm kind. It's very.
I think you see yourself.
We're
in him.
Kindred spirits. Yeah, you, don't you?
If anybody needs like a retaining wall built, please contact me so I can eat next week or buy our song.
This is a really good opportunity.
Yeah, I should have brought my CV.
You know, Jason worked construction.
Really?
Oh, I was terrible at it.
Yeah.
I was really bad at it.
I feel like I'm maybe people think I'm terrible, but I'm very confident.
I got away with murder. You know, you probably said this before as well. Whatever I did, it looked great from the freeway.
Yeah, right.
On the way home.
Yeah.
Well, you make it work somehow, guys.
We're getting
there. We're trying. Yeah.
Towers in studio on KX93.5. We're going to hear the recorded version of Teenage Miracle, but if you're ready, do you want to play the acoustic version that, as I understand, you prepared pretty much for this?
Yeah, we're very much not an acoustic band, so it was very fun. I think Darren has a great love for,
like the Goo Goo Dolls.
The Goo Goo
right?
Dolls and John Fahey. Not so much the Goo Goo Dolls, that was a joke. But so this is very fun to arrange. For you guys.
Cool. Well, we're live on KX93.5 in our Pearl Street studios in Laguna Beach. The two guys from Tower are here, and you should be good whenever you're ready to go.
You found a claim, but wrote to be here now. The pack, JC close to home. I'd consider the plan. You don't care what I say because your MC skills in demand. It's you that you cared. The more you thought about it, spent summer getting stoned. Stacks in a Benz, carry on. Your flow gets the slightest breeze. Still, I had to lie and say you could have it all. It's you that you killed. The more you thought about it, spent summer getting stoned. New England wasn't what you wanted, so lay down. Rhymes you wrote in hours, kick it in the backwards, spitting with your brass, keep it lasting hours, hours.
Yeah. Nice job, you guys. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's Tower live on KX93.5. When we play the recorded song in a second, you'll hear how hard it is to translate that to acoustic.
Yeah.
So
we were creative, yeah.
No, good. You guys could totally do coffee shops if this doesn't work.
Yeah, that's my backup plan if the construction fails.
Right.
It's going to be like the end of Rockstar.
You're laughing, but that was mine.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's what I did.
There are much worse things to do.
And look, now he's a very successful radio DJ.
It's an arc that's well established.
I mean, if I woke up and I saw the ocean here.
Well, and he sleeps here, yeah. So he does.
I got very, very lucky.
You know? Yeah, I'm going to have to take some notes after.
So there's a story behind this song, because you start out saying Cool Britannia, which I obviously cottoned onto.
Yeah.
And then you say that New England didn't work out. What's that all? What's going on there?
Like, there's two things going on. So, right. So the first, that Cool Britannia bit, is really related to, there's a line that follows that says, but you wrote the Be Here Now of the Pack. And so really what it was supposed to mean is that it's referencing the Oasis album Be Here Now that was really bad. And
right.
So, you know, in the context of the song, it's about Derek's had a stepbrother that really thought he was this great rapper. And he was like the greatest thing, you know, around, like he had just sort of made it. So from my perspective, it just reminded me of that mentality where,
and he wasn't the greatest rapper.
And Be Here Now is not the great record that of the, you know, Britpop,
you know,
sort of.
I think that's a whole TV show. There's a whole series there of going around the world interviewing people who think they're really great at something. And in fact, they're really awful at it. You go to Britain, man. Britain's where it's at for that kind of thing.
Really?
We've had the world's worst skiers. I mean, there's a guy called Eddie the Eagle Edwards who's like famously keeps breaking legs, useless as a ski jumper. But the Brits love him because he's, you know, he's got heart.
He's on trying, yeah.
He's got heart. He's got the, and the next bit, sorry, the next bit of the song.
So I mean, that was just sort of when I think of an example in you know, musical history, like that Be Here Now record that, you know, you thought it was this brilliant thing, but really it probably wasn't. Derek could probably talk about the New England thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, just my family moved to the East Coast maybe like 8-10 years ago. So it's just, I mean, me and Darren like split a lot of the lyrical duties. So he has a much more, I think, nuanced and intelligent style than mine. Mine is much more immediate and angsty, maybe. So I think some of the chorus lyrics were mine, and it's just kind
I've
of like...
I've got some pride. I was about to say, split the duties.
Versus, yeah, right.
Versus for you, chorus.
It's a I mean, you know, I think it's really works well, at least in our experience. You know, normally, like, I'll write with scratch lyrics or even just like sounds, and you know, like generally have like an idea that kind of stems from, or like what you want it to be about that stems from kind of the feeling behind the vocal performance or something. But Darren's like a much more literate person than me. We both went to Cal Poly. I dropped out after 7 weeks and he has a really nice degree, so that's a good indicator.
I think the juxtaposition of you guys is what makes you so great.
It is.
Couldn't be more different, and yet you come together in a musical thing. It's great.
So the chorus is just about my stepbrother getting stoned and trying to write rap lyrics and really hating New England.
In New England.
Yeah, in New England. That's the New England part.
There was not much deeper.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not a very deep person.
No, well, I'm really enjoying the collaboration between you two guys. Yeah. And clearly, you know, there's a third person in the room kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's more, there's some of the parts is whatever it is that saying is.
For sure, yeah. I think that was a big... maybe step, I think for me, it was just realizing that all the great writing partnerships, I mean, if you have like, if your guard is up and you ego is a big thing, like you're just going to, it can only be as good as you can make it. Whereas if you just let the collaboration rise above that, I mean, that's really the goal. So maybe you like a line, but somebody else's line is better, and that feels bad for 8 minutes, but...
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. You do have to sort of be a bit more mature about it.
8 months.
But that's the way it works for collaboration. It's really... And the song hangs together, and your music's great. What can I say?
Thank you so much.
Thank you much.
It's inspiring, actually.
Well, thanks. Tower is the band. Their new single, Can't Vibe, just came out yesterday on Noisy. You can catch them at the Roxy in West Hollywood on October 6th. And look out for the new 7-inch, which has Can't Vibe and the song you just heard, Teenage Miracle on October 2nd. Did I get all that right?
You
did. Sounds great to me.
Probably better than you would have said.
Yeah.
Much better.
Would you like to join the band and mostly just
Can I just announce? I'll just go on stage and make announcements for you. We're going to hear the recorded version of your song now. That'll take us out. So thank you very much,
thank
guys.
Thank you so much, guys.
This was great. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Here it is, Teenage Miracle by Tower.
La la la.